Good day. My name is Nicopolis.
I'm a fool
of the death of the dead. I am the harvester of the soul.
That's right.
And I suck the lives from round my bed. I owe it to myself, I say. Humanity, I knew forgotten. For me, eternity is nothing but a short while.
Thank you. Wow. Well, we're sold out as far as the eye can see tonight. I can't see behind me, but yeah, hello. Yeah, and hello. I don't know what you did wrong, but hello. Welcome to the Book of Souls, continuation thereof. The clue is in the stage set, right? Because obviously we borrowed it and we're going to take it back to the shop where we bought it from at the end of this tour, so end of July. So we're going to be doing a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff from Book of Souls tonight. But as you may have gathered, we're going to be doing a lot of stuff from certain other periods. Our history. Oh, hello, there's more people up there that see you! Hello! Oh! Who was born in, who was born after 1982? Well, that's pretty cool. That's an awful lot of you. The next song is from 1982. Which raises the terrible prospect of where you all came from. Which also raises the awful spectre of mum and dad sex. Yeah, yeah, I know. Too gory to contemplate, but you know it happened at least once. And if by chance your passport or dog tag or whatever you've got, dog license, should indicate that your birthday is early 1983, or maybe 84 if they were a bit late getting the album and maybe just sort of didn't get around to getting onto this particular track. Which is quite a nice track to make love to for the first 30 seconds. And then it all turns a bit gnarly. We won't go there, but they obviously did. Because some of you are certainly children of the Dow.
What?
time. Yeah, yeah. You got a fucking bell helmet each time. Oh yeah. What do you rate? Round about now. When the world has fallen and we stand alone. Oh! How the hell are you? Right upstairs, are you? All the way around the top. Well, we haven't had much of a chance to chat, you know, that last one. We stuck that one in the set because we thought we just do that really just to fuck me up, really, because it's a ball breaker to sing. As is the next song, actually. But we'll get to that in a minute. Next song, Book of Souls, all right? Obviously, we've got the rather immense lumps of rock and plastic. Mayan plastic, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what you think about when you get up in the morning. 3-minute egg, 4-minute egg, how many sugars in the coffee? Have you fed the dog, cat, whatever, goldfish? It's dead anyway. But whatever the Mayans thought about, one day they woke up and went, you know what? Our civilization's fucked. Let's just disappear and leave an enormous mystery for the world to try and figure out why. And it's pretty incredible, really, when you look at all the stuff they built and all the temples and the pyramids and the big lumps of rock and everything and the language that nobody can still manage to translate. How on earth did they just vanish? A little bit like us. Because we all think that everything is going to stay, you know, as it is. We all figure that the lunatics who are in charge of the world at the moment, all of them, all the fucking lunatics who are in charge of the world at the moment, right? Because there isn't one of them that isn't fucked up somewhere in the head. And a lot of them have got their own little fingers on their own little buttons to fuck up millions and millions of people. So it just might be that all the safety and security that we think we have could vanish just as quickly as the Mayans. And in a few thousand years, somebody might dig up the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia and say, what the fuck happened here? How did they fuck it all up? Welcome to the Book of Souls.
Thank you. Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil sends the beast with wrath, because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
This is not Philadelphia then, is it? City of Brotherly Love. Driver me, he said, yeah, he said, I don't know about the love, but there's a lot of brothers here. But anyway. We do, of course, have a lot of people here tonight who are not from Philadelphia. We've got a band called Ghosts who are from Sweden. We've got people from all over the USA, somebody from San Antonio back there, but somebody here from well, New Jersey's not in Philadelphia, but you're really a flag, really? New Jersey, really? I mean, even I know where New Jersey is, right? No? No way, yeah. Canada, that's a country, right? Sweet, yeah. Puerto Rico, you were there last night. Fucking, you missed your flight or what? Yeah, no, I know. We got people here from all over the world, right? And we've probably got people here from, I don't know, all kinds of different backgrounds. And I'm not really, a lot of people out there want to make a lot of divisions in the world, all right? I'm not going to even get into that. All I'm going to say is that tonight, in this place, and in every place where there's an Iron Maiden gig, it's a free zone, all right? If you're an Iron Maiden fan, I don't care what religion you're from, what country you're from, what sex you are, what you have for breakfast, what name of your fucking dog is. We come to this place to rock. We come to have a beer. We come to maybe go and go around the back and have a quick fuck. And as long as we do no harm, my friends, we are blood brothers! Something about a waltz, this one. That's a polka. Oh, look at that. And the lights.
It's like a mirror reflecting. Come on!